Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go.
Well, I am delighted to have my good friend Allison Kay with me today, and we're going to be talking about retreats. And so, Allison, how about you tell the audience a little bit about you and why we're talking about retreats?
Well, thank you. My name is Allison Kay, but I won't even go into my last name. It's just a lot easier to say Allison Kay. I'm a 30-year health and fitness veteran. I've pretty much spent my career in the health and fitness industry and decided about 10 years ago to start adding retreats because I just knew that people wanted to be together in person. And what I find is that not only do these experiences allow people to get deeper, greater results, I also find that it's just a much greater way, if you will, to help people get transformation, to help people like actually return to their lives and feel like they're different. And that's one of the reasons why I'm super passionate about doing this work and why we do a lot of retreats here and why I know you do as well. And I always love to talk to other retreat leaders about why we do this work.
Awesome. So let's get into today's conversation. Well, Allison, I know that when people are deciding about attending a retreat or not, there's a lot of objections that come up in their mind. Some of them might be money, time. Like, what are some objections that you think might be like a smokescreen where the objection isn't actually the one that might be stated? For example, I don't have the time, right? When I hear that, what I'm hearing is, I'm not choosing to make the time to make this a priority.
Yeah.
Which also tells me partly that either they don't understand the importance and value of the retreat, or that they're thinking that they might not be able to actually follow through.
Yeah. And I think you're exactly right. And you know, I think you pretty much know what my response is going to be, because you and I have had this conversation before.
We have.
There are really two reasons why people don't buy in general. And I don't really care what, for people listening, what your industry is, what your business is, what you offer, how you help your clients or whatever. It really boils down to one of these two reasons I'm about to say. One is people don't understand the value, like what you just said. And when people don't understand the value, there's a disconnect. They don't really know what they're getting. So they'll use responses like, I really don't have the money. It's really not in my budget. I don't know how I can take the time off. I don't know how I would make that work. There's a disconnect there. They don't understand what it is that they're getting. Otherwise, they would say, I'm really not interested, and here's why. Do you know what I mean? It would be very clear. The second reason that people don't buy, and this is probably bigger than the first one, is, and you said this, is people don't believe they can get the result. And that is a trust problem. That's a trust problem on their part, not yours. Now, let me take that one step further. Right now, especially in the coaching industry, there's a big trust gap. There's a lot of people who've bought things and been promised things, and they don't get the results that they were promised. In other words, they've been overpromised, and the result has been underdelivered. So as a result, people may be hesitant. You know, they may be waiting for the right time, and that's what they're telling themselves. But at the end of the day, there's something in them that keeps them from wanting to bet on themselves and say, I'm going to give this a try. Now, as retreat leaders, what we can do to respond to both of those is make sure our messaging is as clear as it possibly can be, consistently be talking about the outcome that you deliver, a little bit about you to build trust, a little bit about your own story, the successes that you've helped other people get. It's really, nobody can take those from you. And it's super important that you be talking about that all the time, even if you feel like you're just shouting it into the abyss and you're wondering who's even listening, right? The second piece to this is that you have to have unwavering belief in what you do and why you do it. And this is where I think so many retreat leaders and coaches fall short. And look, we're human beings. It's easy to do. We want to look for the evidence before we can tell ourselves that it's working. But the biggest thing of being an entrepreneur and a business owner and a retreat leader is building the belief of the experience that you want and having 100% confidence in what you do before you see a peep of evidence. Because people buy your belief before they have your own belief. And that is super important that you be able to hold that and be super clear about that.
And I think that that then translates really well to the thought process for the potential retreat attendee, the
Absolutely,
client as well,
100%.
right? They have to believe that they can follow through. And let me give you an example, right? So here you are, postmenopausal woman with a diagnosis of osteopenia or osteoporosis, right? What does your doctor say? You can't change this. Right. So if that's truly what you believe, then a retreat focused on nourishing you from the inside out to support, reversing that or supporting your bones, like, isn't going to make sense to you because you're buying into the idea that you have no power to make a change here. Right. And so that's where the retreat leader can lead them into a new frame of mind.
It's a
Right.
perspective shift, is what I call it. It's a,
Yeah.
you're literally helping people. What we have to understand as business owners is our marketing should always be speaking to what is holding people back. And the problem with this and what the majority of people do is they talk about how great their program is. They talk about how great their retreat is. They talk about how successful they are. They talk about how much experience they have. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. I think you have to do that to some degree to build credibility. But at the end of the day, people don't really care about that. When you're asking people to change what has been a long-held belief for them, especially in the example that you gave by somebody that they've built a rapport with and that they trust, right? What we have to understand is that it's really not about that at the end of the day. It's really about simply inviting people and challenging them to believe that something different can be possible for them. And again, that goes to what I said about number two, the second reason why people don't buy, they don't believe they can get the result. So there's a number of ways that we have
Right.
to always be speaking to that.
Which is different than I don't think that you can support me with that result at your
Exactly,
retreat,
100%.
right? It's that I don't think I can make that happen,
Exactly. It is
right?
usually about where they are and less about where you are. So I
Yeah.
want everyone listening to write that down because it's usually not about you. But at the end of the day, it is your responsibility to ask better questions, to simply help people make the best decision for them. We should never convince people that they're wrong. We should never convince people that we're right and that they absolutely have to do what we say. We have to meet people where they are. We have to let them know that we hear them, and we have to make sure that we reassure them that they're not wrong. However, there could be another way to do this.
Yeah. Sometimes the objection or the thing holding people back feels like an insurmountable task. You know, another example is, I'm a caregiver for my husband or mother with Parkinson's or dementia or whatever. Like, they rely on me, right? So I can't go on retreat because I'm needed here, right? And there's a whole bunch of things that could happen for that person, right? But how might you help that person decide whether or not they can actually go on a retreat?
Well, and usually my response to that when I get a response like that is that I usually try to keep the conversation focused on them and say, tell me what you're doing right now to help you. Because what we have to realize when we get a response like that is that's coming from somebody's fear, right? That's coming from a place where they are, where they're literally afraid and anxious. And people never make different decisions for themselves when they don't feel safe. So what
Well,
we
you
have,
can't.
you
That
can't,
part of
right?
your
It's
brain doesn't
physically,
work.
physiologically impossible, right? Your brain will not allow it. So
Right.
what you have to do then is flip the conversation back to them and say, I totally understand where you're coming from. My concern is that you take care of yourself. What are you doing right now to help yourself? And you have to get them thinking and believing that they can actually do something for themselves. That's different.
Yeah. And part of what they might need to do before they can attend a retreat is develop their
Exactly.
backup plan,
100%. Yeah.
because then that's going to take away some of that fear and that feeling of confinement of like, I
Yeah.
can't get out of this box,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
Is you can, but you don't have a system set up in place to
Yes.
be able to do that,
Yes,
right?
right.
So can you attend a retreat next month? No, you don't have a system in place.
Yeah.
But can you take the next 6 months to create that system and make it viable? And then you
Yeah.
will be able to take your
Yeah, you
retreat
have
or
to
to do
encourage
whatever it
people
is
to,
that you need,
right.
right?
You have to encourage people to believe that more is possible for them. And when people are continuing to operate from where they are, that's exactly where they're going to make their decisions. So what we have
Absolutely.
to do, this goes to like holding the space for them, holding the vision, which is always the hardest part, is just encouraging them, like you said. What can we do to get you a win right now? What we can do right now is to help you establish a few habits that are going to help make this an easier step to take when you're ready. And it becomes
Right.
more about what's good for them and less about your retreat.
Right. And that what's good for them could look all sorts of ways, right? It
Right.
could be that they need some help with budgeting and finances because they
Yep.
truly can't figure out how to afford
Yeah,
it. And
exactly.
that's not because the money is not there, it's because they don't understand what's happening with
Yeah,
their money, right? It
totally.
could be time, it could be that they're, they need a support team. For people that they're caregiving for or their job,
Right,
it could
exactly.
be any sorts of things. It could be their own health, right? It could be that, they're worried about the walking that might be associated with that retreat because you mentioned walking and their knee is bothering them. That doesn't have anything to do with the retreat or the transformation. It has to do with them feeling like they can't participate and follow through.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to do everything that we can to help people make the best decision for them.
Yeah. And the decision isn't always a yes. Sometimes it's a maybe later,
Yeah.
or sometimes it's a no, you need this over here instead.
Exactly. And I think people will respect you more for that. And I think what we've seen a lot of, I know I've observed it quite a bit, is this need that you have to buy right now. Which is like the wrong tactic altogether, because what we want to do is create relationships with people so that they stay in our world for the long period of time.
Absolutely. I know it's true for you. It's like it's true for me. I've got people who have been in my world and been my clients for a decade,
Totally same.
and it's not because we're doing the same thing as we did 10 years ago. It's because we can evolve and change with their needs and respond appropriately.
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, Allison, I have really enjoyed having this conversation with you. Can you let people know more about you and how to find you?
Certainly. There are a couple places where you can come and connect with me. Come over to my website. That's www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. A lot of people ask me how I spell my name, and it's one L, which is, I know, unusual, but it's Alison K, theallisonk.com. You can hit the connect button. You can check out both of my podcasts. I have two shows, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care and Creating the World's Best Client Experience, which you've been a guest on. So you can come over to my website and check that out. Or you can sign up for our Friday newsletter, which I call 5 Minute Fridays, which goes out every Friday. And it's about a 5 minute read. And it basically is 5 points. It's the five things that we teach the most here at CU Fitness, which is my business name, and the Allison K Agency.
If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion: Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my two websites using the links in the show notes. I have two great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.